Beach and Steen Hatchie. We have the airport fuel tanks and the road department. The road department, because those workers are in there and they sleep in there during a storm because they're on call. I have received estimates, which you have in your hand, from Ring Power. Please note the total of all requested generators is $489,220. If you'll see to the right of that, the county match would be $122,000. You will receive back 75% of this grant, but the 25% would be for the county to take care of.
And that's how much?
That is $122,000. It's right there highlighted. Yes, sir. Now, if also had the city of Perry on here, but the city of Perry will take care of their own matching funds because they are their own applicants. That's why you see that blank line there. I just took that off. The county will pay all upfront costs, like I said, and receive back 75%. Many counties do not apply for this grant because of the match requirements. The match requirements are high, but they are giving you a big sum of money, so you know that's going to be a decision that the county would need to make. It's also noted, we did look, Marsha was in a meeting with me, and we talked to the state about potential other grants that may match this, so we could use that for the 25%. The BP funds cannot be used as a match. We also have a local vendor who has learned of this, and he is interested in bidding. Now, what I propose if these pass is that we go with these numbers that Ring Power gave me for our application process. And then if you decide, we can open this up for bid after we have been awarded this, after the application has been approved. Staff are also working on a possible stormwater drainage project through this grant. Staff are meeting with the Army Corps of Engineers this week. And we will update at the next board meeting on their progress with that. Any questions?
Yeah, when I was reading through the packet, I saw $2,787,971.95.
Yes, ma'am, that's it. That's why I said a little over $2.7
million. Yeah, and then our match would be $929.
We don't have to use all that money. We can just use some of it like we had in the past. Hurricane Hermine, we elevated homes, and we purchased a generator for Forest Capital Hall. You do not have to use all these funds. The funds that are not used will go to another county.
Yeah. I think that this is a good list of things, but Claire, I don't know where we've come up with $122,000. Did y'all have a money source?
I would say for the jail, there is a fund where we could possibly get the money for that much. They have a separate fund that we could use. The fire station, I'm not sure. The airport should have some reserves as well. And then we may just need to look at these one at a time and see how much money we really need by the end of the day. I think the main purpose of Christy being here is before we even submit the grant application to make the board aware that there is a 25% match, and I think we have tried to run down every source of matching funds that would be available. So before we go any further with the generators, especially, you know, we wanted to gauge an interest from the board, if you would, because you know it's possible we could use maybe 1 cent sales tax funds, the capital purchase, to fund the match in areas where we don't have another source of funds.
I need to know what the match is going to be for me.
Okay.
You talk about potential matches. I need to know what the bottom line is.
Well, these are our estimations. So this is in the state contract. If you'll see the second block, that's the state contract prices right now. Ring Power gave me these proposed amounts at the top, just as a high value. These are listed below are the exact sale prices for the generator.
Now, how soon do you need
the application? Is
answer on this?
The applications are due March 10th.
I don't know where we're going to get $122,305. we've got a hospital out here that's suffering. Mm-hmm. You know, EMS service. So.
You just said we could use, we didn't have to get the whole amount. We could use just part of the money, so it wouldn't be that $122,000.
Yeah, and these are just, you know, I put out a call to agencies that would wanted to request a generator. Also, just so you know, Public Works is on here. Their generator for $72,000. They advised me that if the jail gets a generator, they will take the old generator at the jail. They'll be fine with that. I think that's a 25-year-old generator. I'm not sure the exact year that the jail was built, but it's been there since then.
How many hours on it?
I'm not sure. I can find out, though.
I had a question. You can correct me if I'm wrong, and let's make sure of this. You can make the application for the grant, and that doesn't make you have to take the money.
No, sir. Right.
Okay, and the application is due March the 10th. So really, there's no cost to the board in making the application. I just need to make sure that that's correct.
Thank you.
You know. Maybe that will answer your questions with regard to that. If you make an application and you say, well, we just can't do any of this, then you just don't get any of the money.
Right.
Is everybody following what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I want to make you got to make sure that that's that you can do that, because, and like you said, there was some folks that didn't even that they're not even applying.
Yes.
Right.
Other small counties are in the same boat we are, so. Sometimes they just do not use this grant.
And they make it so it's difficult for you to use it. That's why the other counties don't use it. I mean,
that's right.
25% of this amount is a lot of money for people like us.
Right. Yes.
Christy, how long do we have to expend the grant if it's awarded?
There's a deadline. Usually it's a year and a half. They differ.
So it's possible that if we are awarded the grant funds, that this would be funding that we could plan on using next year.
Yes, next budget year.
Next budget year. So it's something that we may want to consider more at our budget workshops and try to plan for next year.
Yeah, because you know, you'll be preparing that budget, and you know all the things that we know that's coming up. So, I would love to have this, and I'd love to have the grant if we can afford it.
Yes,
but we do have some other things going on that are critical.
Do you need to go ahead and get okay to apply for the grant?
Well, I'm in the middle of the application already, so if you all would like for me to continue on with that, I will.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, is there a motion to approve for her to go ahead with the application?
Motion to approve.
Make second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Moody, second by Commissioner Page. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
And just so I'm clear, one more question. You want me to apply for every generator that I have listed?
That was my understanding.
Well, I mean, you need to know what kind of shape the one at the jail's in. If it's working properly, then, and if it's useful.
It is working properly right now. We just had it serviced.
Okay. The one we took from the old hospital out there, they got it fixed up and it's working good.
That fire rescue, I think?
Yeah, fire rescue. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there is a possibility we could run a line from that one over to the main office at the airport, too. You know, if we had to.
And I talked to Ward, that was for his fuel tanks.
Yeah.
To keep them running.
As we all know by now, last year the legislature approved the construction of three new corridors, one of which is the Suncoast Connector that runs 150 miles from Citrus County to Jefferson County, with the possibility of it going through Taylor County. And it all happened very fast without the public having a lot of time to give input. I was asked to be a member of the task force to represent Taylor County, and so far I've done so. I have serious reservations about these quarters, and especially the Suncoast quarter. I fear a toll road to Taylor County would hurt our local businesses, our beautiful woodlands, our most valued asset, the coast, wildlife, water quality, create urban sprawl, and lose our small town atmosphere that we're so used to having. I've not had not one single person to tell me that they wanted this toll road. Instead, everyone that I've talked to said, we don't want it. We like our community the way it is. We don't want it. We don't want to be like Citrus County. And so they have, all of these people have the same concerns that I do. And why is a toll road needed when Highway 19 is very underutilized? A lot of the people that I've talked to said, why don't they take some of that money, billions and billions of dollars, and do something with the existing roads that have the problem. We don't have a problem, okay? 75
the toll road going to Turnpike.
So why don't they take, you know, some of that money and widen those roads and fix it instead of trying to send people through our small community? If I thought that this was really going to bring jobs, I think I'd be more apt to be more supportive, but it seems like a hope and a dream, really. I'm all for economic development, I'm all for jobs, but not at the expense of our community and our local businesses. I just want y'all to know that this has just kept me awake at night. I have worried about this, and I just pray that I'm taking the right stand. If it goes wrong and we lose the Amazon Center, then y'all can blame it all on me. And I'm not asking any of y'all to change your mind or to do anything else. That's y'all's decision of where y'all stand. But after a lot of prayer and thought, I just feel like I need to be up front with where I am. That's really all I have to say. And if anybody else wants to chime in, you can.
I'd like to say 75-80% of the people I talked to, and I went around and done a pretty good poll on people, are against it. But there is some businesses that does record work, mechanic work, and diesel mechanic work, things like that. They're all for having that many diesel trucks and equipment coming by here. And but that's just a small percentage of the people, you know. But that is to help business, you know.
And I think there'll be a few people, one person in particular, that owns a little land that will probably greatly benefit if this goes through. But I just fear for our local businesses, especially the ones on 19, and really our way of life and our the Gulf. I've had a lot of comments and concerns about what it might do to the Gulf, and I just can't get there from here. Anybody else?
I'll speak now. Like Commissioner Moody, the majority of the folks that I've talked to about are against the toll road. And I've told them that before my mind is definitely made up, I need to see this process go a little bit further. I don't know where the three corridors will be. You know, if it comes from Taylor County. You remember you've been in these classes, Madam Chair? You've heard that famous whiskey speech?
Yeah, that sure have.
You know, I'm for, the judge out in Alabama was asking, are you for or against whiskey? And the first part of it was, you know, for all these reasons, I'm for it. And in the end, he said, gave the other argument why he was against it. So I'm straddling the fence here. The comforting thing for me is that we can't see 25 years down the road. And from what Rosemary has told us, if this thing progresses, we probably won't start construction until 2030. And then they're talking about doing 30 miles at a time. So I still have mixed feelings. I'd like to go just a little bit further and see some corridors. But I'm not totally thrilled about having people all over town, kind of like they have in Crystal River. But I just need to have a little more information.
Well,
I hope by the end of the year we'll know something.
Yeah, and you know, Kenneth and LaWanda and I have really worked on this, and I appreciate everybody helping. And you know, one option has been co-location with the road, and we talked about that last week, coming along beside 910. And nobody can physically understand. I think some of the people with the state say that's impossible to bring that road straight down 19, especially right through where you've got the Kentucky Fried Chicken and all of that. So you're going to have to then go around Cleary. Okay, if you're going to go around, I'm just having a hard time wrapping my head around how are these people, I mean, what's going to entice them to get off?
Exactly.
And to drive several miles into Perry. Now, and, you know, I don't know if my stand is right or wrong, but I have more fears about this than I have positive expectations. There'll be a road somewhere, and it probably will be a round. And then a lot of people that I've talked to said, they don't care where it is. They don't want it to come. They just don't want it to come anywhere. Where's the perfect spot? Where's the perfect spot to run this road through Taylor County? I've spent a lot of time thinking about that. And I can't pick a perfect spot for it to come. You know? And we have a lot of traffic coming through now. And some people say, well, with the Taylor road, you're going to have a lot more traffic. But then the people that are coming through now could likely be and how many of those people are gonna get off? Is it gonna be the same amount of traffic as we are coming through? Or is it gonna be less? Or is it gonna be more? So I'm just fearful. And
I know.
Now there's somebody that wants to speak, but I just wanna tell y'all, if y'all don't want me to represent you on this case, then it will not hurt my feelings. And I'm trying to figure out how am I going to serve when I'm not for this road, except that if it is coming, then the only thing I could do is try to do what I've been doing, is try to make it the best that I can. But I mean, if y'all don't feel good about my position and somebody else wants to do it, that's fine with me. That's perfectly okay with me, but I just don't want y'all, I want y'all to make that decision. So, yes ma'am, if you want to come forward.
Before you go, let me say this. My feelings is like yours. Anyone, every person I've talked to, maybe 3 out of 20, say, okay, bring it on. Economic development, I think the whole board is economic development. But we don't know what is going to be economic development for the better or for the worse. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Taylor County is getting, we've got some of the same things that Mid County got. And it can magnify. We don't need that. But I think you need to be there just in case you're overpowered and you're in the minority, you can tell them and help make the decision that it would be, that if it come, it would be beneficial for the county. If I don't believe we sitting on this board can tell them we don't want it, and they bypassed this county. I don't believe we got that kind of power. We didn't have that kind of power to appropriate $390 million for existing business, or even talk to anybody that had that kind of power. It was a done deal when it got to us. Now you sit on this here and act the way you act. You know, if we could say no toll, hey, it's fine.
Well, see, they say that you can be on the no bill side, and that they're going to listen to us. But you know, the thing that worries me is that it's passed through the legislature. It has approval of the governor and the Senate president, and it went through very fast. And I just kind of got questions about that, how they could do that when we know how slow government moves. How could this have gone through so fast? I don't know. I just, you know, where we are, y'all, there's not many counties in Florida left that have what we thought. You know, we're part of that old Florida. And do we want them to take that away? I don't.
I don't want to see it disappear.
I'd like to see it go, but we've got US 19 already here. Whether you build a toll road or you don't build a toll road, growth is going to come sooner or later. Mm-hmm. And, you know, within 20 years, 19 will probably be so congested to folks, I don't know. But I just don't have enough information yet.
Yeah, that's fine.
To make my mind up, affirm yes or no.
That's perfectly okay. That's fine. I know I went to Gainesville one day last week, and I was just paying attention to how many cars I saw going there. And when I was coming back, I honestly saw more deer than I saw cars. And y'all all know that. You've been on that road. So, yes, ma'am, if you want to come state your name and address, and you can speak for 3 minutes.
Anyway, I'm Tanya Miller. I'm District Secretary for Jason Sturt. My office is right here in Perry, and y'all know who's against it. But what the last time we were here and the MCOR was answering questions, they asked. They said that the reason they wanted the toll that 19 wasn't busy and that it was bad for emergency evacuation was because of the gas storage. Why can't, you know, why can't we put it to them to put this money towards gas storage on 19 instead of a whole new road? And it can go up, if they have to dump it off at like 27 and come out to 19. But that was his point, was he said that it was gas storage was the problem with the evacuation from South Florida. And why not then put that kind of money into that? Instead of a whole new road and damaging so much.
That's right. I agree with that. I feel like the people of South Florida are driving this to a large extent because of the evacuation. And I understand that you need to be able to evacuate. But again, like I stated earlier, why can't they try to do something with the existing roads? It seems like it would be less costly, and it wouldn't come through and mess up our rural areas. Right. We like the way we live, you know? Right. I don't want to live here and it be like a crystal river, and I sure don't want our businesses to suffer or any of the other things that I mentioned. So, and that's one thing that we can mention at the meeting. Thank you. Anybody else would like to speak? Yes, ma'am.
Ursula Miller from Cedar Island. I want to, just my personal opinion, I think you need to stay on the board so that this county has a voice regardless of which way it goes. My personal opinion, I think this decision has already been made by the upper end in our state government. It's a done deal. Whether we'll have a voice to stop it, keep it, tell them that we want it here, we want it to go around this tree or that tree or whatever, I don't know that we'll have that. That's the flip of the coin. I was not born and raised here. I hear y'all's stories from those that were, and I don't want to see it change. I don't want to see condos and the beachfront cemented in and all that. That's part of the reason why my husband and I moved here. Is this is one of the last places like this, and I've been all around the country.
That's right, and you know, I can see a bunch of cookie cutter houses going up.
Oh, it's going to. If it comes in, it's going to. And then aside from that, our infrastructure that we currently have in place now can barely sustain just the folks in our communities, let alone the influx of what's coming here. And if it doesn't come with this turnpike, it's going to trickle in from other districts, from other areas. It's coming here, whether it's that turnpike or not.
Yeah. Well, one thing that you said that it bothers me, because I've heard it before, we think it's coming anyway, and there's probably nothing that we can do about it. And that may be true. And I think that's keeping a lot of people standing up and being more vocal, because that's what a lot of people are thinking.
And what I hear it as well is, if I'm just I'm so-and-so, what is my voice going to be if I tell them, no, I don't want it? Well, in numbers, we have a better, stronger voice. But it's something that we need to make our minds up. Does Taylor County want it, or Taylor County doesn't? I've been on the roads, like yourself. I've not heard one person that wants it.
Yeah, and I've tried to get people to come to the meetings, try to speak up. And I'm working with LaWanda. I sent her some ideas of some things that we might can do to get people more involved. Maybe we could have a website. And maybe some letters could be sent out with some other constitutional officers when they send letters out to, this is where you go to voice your opinion, you come to meetings, but we need to hear from more people. Yeah, we get stopped in the Walmart and Winn-Dixie or wherever we go, ball games, but, you know, there's 23,000 people here.
And some of them aren't nice about it either when they
right. We need people not to be afraid that their voice doesn't count. It's the same thing with voting. If everybody said, oh, my one vote doesn't count,
exactly.
Look where we would be.
If there's any way, or what department would create possibly a website or a Facebook page where you can take an online survey.
And that's...
The newspaper may be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They've done surveys on other things, and I think they did it on the road at one time.
Well, that's what I, you know, reached out to say, how can we, you know, get people
the chamber, get the chamber involved.
More involved. Get more involved. Because, again, I haven't had one person to tell me I want this toll road.
And I have seen it's outsiders that say they want it here. The people that are part-timers here, let me say it that way. They want it here because they want to see so-and-so restaurant and this mall and that mall and things like that. But
what they come here in the first place for?
That's right.
Thank you. I told you, sorry.
You're right. You're right.
That's what we moved here for, was the peace and quiet.
Same thing. Yeah.
But to tell people that to speak up, that their voice does count, and that as soon as we can figure out soon, I'm ready to do something soon to make it. Some way of
And I don't know if we can back out of it, can we?
Well,
that's not an option.
Rosemary Woods, you know, you can still have a no bill, and you can still voice your opinion. So, no, it's not too late.
Okay. Well, I implore you to stay on the board so that we do have a voice.
Well, you kind of understand where I was.
I know.
Because
you're on a double-edged sword.
If this whole board wants that, then they may not want me to represent them, you know.
I'm not saying to represent us towards building the road. I'm just saying as a Taylor County
representative.
As a form of check and balance.
Correct.
I will protect.
And then there may be a point in time where you have to say, I'm done with this, I've had enough, and step down at that point. But we do need a voice in there, and someone that's in their literature and in their...
Thank you. Anybody else want to say anything about the toll road before we move on? Okay. All right. So do y'all want me to stay on?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you feel that you
would have to stay on?
Well,
I appreciate that vote of confidence.
How do you feel about it? Do you feel confident?
I just wanted to make sure that this board, how y'all feel. I've been serving, and I will continue to serve, but I just want you to know that I'm not going to go here and be gun-ho for them to build this road.
Yeah, right.
But if it is going to come, then we've got to protect ourselves as much as we can.
Maybe by the end of the year, we'll have enough information we can know how gung-ho we want to get from promoting.
Would it be too late then if we wait till the end of the year? Have they already got the road mapped out?
No.
If you wait till the end of the year, it's a double-edged sword.
Is it not during the PD&E process that the no build would be an option? I believe is what Rosemary said.
Yeah. And you know, I was waiting. You know, they kept saying, just wait. And I've been in all the meetings, and I've waited. And I don't know too much more than I knew in the beginning. You know, I know it's what we've been working on is what people don't want. You know, I've heard a lot of that. But I think I know enough so far to know that I don't want this toll road coming through Taylor County. I don't need to know anything else.
Tell you what, I think we need to have a voice on the road that know where we're going on the east side or the west side. Look back, if we come on the east side, the west side is going to sort of toward the coast. We definitely don't want that. If you don't have a voice up there and they want somebody to say, well, that's just
destroy it.
You know, if you ain't got a voice up there, but if a boy said, he might say, no, you know, we really don't want it to come to the county, but if you don't come, don't destroy it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Somehow or another, we need to be in the kitchen somewhere.
And I do want to say that with Kenneth, as long as Kenneth Dudley, our engineer, and LaWanda are as involved as they have been, and I know Kenneth has spent a lot of time with the maps and potential routes. Y'all are vital to help with this, and I know they will, and they're going to help me to steer this the right way. I know that. Did you have something, Commissioner? Well,
how I'm looking at it is that the projections that have been brought in front of us thus far by the state have no benefit for Taylor County. Zero. I don't see any. The only benefit at minimal will be a trickling down of a tax effect. At minimal. It is a double-edged sword. It is a very tricky situation, but it's past the governor's desk. So regardless if you're for or against, some form of road is coming through this county. What I think we need to look at is how do we cushion the blow of the effect?
That's been my position.
So we have to have like a form of census to see. Some people say 80%, I'm getting about 50%, some are getting 60%, 70%. Who they talk to don't want it. Okay. We need to figure out where exactly we need to put this road that's going to benefit Taylor County. Now, I understand that we had where we wanted to reach out to the other counties to find out their position. Have we heard anything from the other counties? The adjacent counties.
We have to be very careful. You know, I initially wanted to get with them and talk about the co-location, but then it was brought to my attention about the Sunshine Law, which
understood.
I have forgot all about that, so we cannot.
But we cannot get with anybody else.
I can't get anybody else on the task force, but y'all can.
But we can compile data. We don't necessarily have to speak with them, but public file data, we can compile their data, and that can kind of give us a basic bearing in which direction we would like to go. Okay. It's tough. It's very tough. But imagine what they went through when A1A was built, then they had to alleviate that with 95, and alleviate that with the turnpike, or 75 turnpike after that, and now this one. How many roads are we going to have in Florida? It's going to look like downtown Los Angeles. Mm-hmm.
The whole Florida.
They have made a point that this is the first time that they've given the people a chance to be involved with this, but we didn't have a chance in the very beginning.
Right.
When it went through the legislature, it's kind of like, okay, we've passed this, now, oh yeah, y'all can come and help us. And I have asked specifically, Commissioner Murphy, does it really matter if we said we didn't want this road? And they have said, yes, it does matter. Okay. So, I don't know.
Well, we have some form of reach. Our reach hasn't been handicapped. So, I don't know, I believe we need to have some form of census, public census. Maybe through the paper, or like through the websites, like we were explaining. And that may steer us in the direction we need to go.
Yeah.
Is it legal to put something on the ballot in office?
You know, I thought about a referendum with that, but I don't know.
You can do a straw vote.
Straw vote?
Yeah.
I'll just say one thing. I haven't heard anything of how they're going to fund it. And I think probably how they're going to fund it is this way, is they're going to bond the tolls. And you know what they have to do, too, to get the property? They have to do it by eminent domain. In other words, if you own a piece of property where this road is going to come, you don't have to take their first offer. What you can do is you can say, I'm not going to sell it to you at your price. We're going to let 12 good folks from Taylor County determine what the fair market value of that is. And guess who's going to make the money on that?
There's a circle of law here right now. I'm also going to say, hey, look, I'll be gone.
Will you come up here?
I don't want to, man. Y'all can hear me. I won't be when he comes. I'm 79 years old.
What are you doing with somebody?
I think y'all ought to cool it. Let's see where it's going to be. That maybe the way you put it, Malcolm knows, I-10, It was an advantage to Madison, and it hurt them on stuff. But I was at Ronnie Moore Friday, and that Madison County really wants you to go talk to them. They've adopted their resolution.
They
want it now. They want to come up 221 to Greenville. Jefferson's for it, but it will kill Jefferson County on stuff. I-10 already about pretty done it. But anyway, I just encourage you to keep an open mind, and there's such things as good politics and good public policy to think about that. Where you hang your head. I'm not going
to say
I'm for
it
or against it, but
it's
some
thought
into it.
The
people I talk to are against it too, okay? Anyway,
let's
see. Thank you.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, how does it go? That if you're not for something, you will fall for anything? So I decided to make a stand. And again, this has caused me to lose a lot of sleep. I'm telling you, I'm really fretted over this a lot. Okay. County staff items number 11, the board to consider approval of local agency program supplemental agreement number 2 to construct the sidewalk along Green Street and to consider adoption of a resolution authorizing the chairperson to accept such agreement as agenda by the county commission.
I think you have been a successful spokesperson in the M-Course project. And I think it is the right time to better craft your guiding principles to achieve the objectives that you are seeking, whether that is a no build or a minimizing of impact. Now is the right time. You know, DOT is reaching out to us to say, tell us how to make this the best possible opportunity for you. They typically don't do that. So I would just suggest that we would be remiss if you didn't continue the path you're on now and take every advantage that we can to theoretically steer it where we want it, whether that's better utilization versus a new roadway, which I would equate to co-location, to minimize coastal impacts, which would necessarily drive it further inland. Things like that, this is the time that you should be addressing that. And I sat by and watched you, and you're doing a good job. You really are. So I would say the rest of the board, I would recommend that you support her staying there for sure.
Absolutely. Well,
I appreciate that, and you know I lean heavily on you and LaWanda, and I really appreciate y'all's support and the time that y'all have put into it, the things that you're doing. Now you say a no build, but I'm not at a point that I feel like I could go there next week and say, hey, we're at the no builds.
You're not. And don't expect to be at that point. You are at the point of walking in there next week and saying, Commissioner or Chairperson of the Task Force, here are my guiding principles that I would like to offer for inclusion into the overall consideration. And they are 1, 2, 3, 4. And they articulate what we hope to achieve by steering it away from the coast, expanding the environmental requirements 10% as it comes through this area, better utilizing existing infrastructure over adding new infrastructure. Things like that, to where we, if you follow these principles, you necessarily get to the point that it is the best that we can get. So.
Well, I'm gonna do the very best that I can with y'all's help and. You know, if it does come,
we
certainly
want to. I would just say that, and I'll go to the correct item when I get done with this, that it is the 11th, which is next week.
Yeah.
So it would be probably in our best interest to go ahead and possibly as early as tomorrow to sit down and maybe brainstorm and come up with a few guiding principles that we feel embody the consensus of tonight, as well as including the TCPA's position for their guiding principle as well.
Right. Well, you know, we said we were going to get together this week.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm available tomorrow, Wednesday morning.
So, well, I'll let you coordinate that with her, but obviously we'll make time to try to get that accomplished. Anyway, item number 11 is a supplemental agreement for Green Street Sidewalk. As they were going through the project, the intersection with Clark Street, the embankments on the north side of the highway were larger or taller than they had anticipated in the design. If you were to do the cutbacks into the slope the way it was intended, you were going to encroach into easily beyond the right-of-way. There's a lot of shrubbery and stuff that's there. So what I had suggested when they were coming through there was possibly let's just put a small curb or a retaining wall that comes through there, which allows the embankment to still be higher, but it protects that erosion feature and kind of limits how much we encroach outside of the project limits. And they agreed to it. The contractor has given his price. This is a supplemental agreement whereby for the added work, DOT is picking up the cost for that. So all we need to do here is approve this agreement, and then as part of that approval, would be to authorize you to execute a supplemental agreement on behalf of the commission.
Okay. And I want to tell you, you know, that is in my district, and I've watched that ever since the beginning. And they've done a really good job, in my opinion. And right there at Clark Street and Green Street, that looks really nice.
Yes, ma'am.
And they put some asphalt down where the road actually was crumbling through there. So I'm very pleased with how it looks and the work they've done. Have you seen anything that's
No, ma'am, the punch list, we went through and did that last week, and it was surprisingly it was mostly aesthetic type things. A lot of sod and some grading issues. They should have finished up today and tomorrow. They're going to finish up the handrails that are down behind the new guardrail. And presumably, once he gets the paperwork in place, that job will be finished.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice.
On another note, the Old Dixie Highway, when we're at phase 3 of the construction plan, so as soon as they review all of the incorporate changes that we just suggested, we should get that one ready to go towards construction also. Yeah, I'm trying to get it to where we overlap the summer, where school is out when we're doing that.
Yeah. We've got a resolution. Is there a motion to read this resolution by Tom Lonely?
Move.
Is there a
second?
I'll make a second.
We've got a motion by Commissioner Mims, second by Commissioner Murphy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Bishop?
Green Street Sidewalk Supplemental Agreement Number 2, signature authorization.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve this resolution?
Motion to approve.
Okay. We have a motion by Commissioner Moody, a second by Commissioner Page. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
For the agreement, too.
And then I need a motion to approve the agreement.
I move.
Exactly.
Got a motion by Commissioner Dent, second by Commissioner Murphy. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
We'll do a manual signing on this one.
Make my life a lot easier. General business, number 12, the board to consider approval of a budget transfer from contingency for $5,000 to cover liability insurance deductible, in parentheses, reads. Everybody had a chance to look at this.
Motion to approve the budget transfer.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. County Administrator, Office Number 13. The board to consider approval of previously approved road paving policy as agenda by the Warren Pinkerton, County Administrator. Everybody have a chance to look over? Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Make second.
We've got a motion by Commissioner Page. Second by Commissioner Murphy. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Did you want to say something about that?
No, ma'am. We'll post this on the website as soon as we can.
Thank you. Number 14, the County Administrator to discuss informational items.
Just real quickly, I did want to inform the board that last week I attended the Florida Association of Counties Legislative Day. I met with Representative Shove because Senator Mofford was not available. But we discussed legislative priorities that we had brought to his attention and the needs for Taylor County. It was a very productive meeting. Thank you, Tanya, for helping with that. And I also met with the Balmoral Group regarding our state expenditure plan revisions and made some forward traction on that. So it was a very productive day.
Good, and I appreciate you going. Thank you so much for representing us.
Thank you for allowing me to represent Taylor County.
Sure, thank you.
And that's all I have.
Okay, you mentioned how Representative Shows. It's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that he's going to really fight against this toll ride?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to verify that was true. He's going to fight with everything he can to stop it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's almost a quote, isn't it, Tom?
Almost verbatim.
Yeah, that's what he indicated to me. He has a lot of concerns, and I think his concern is that he does not see a benefit, an immediate benefit for Taylor County. Now, I don't know that he could not be persuaded that there is a benefit, and it's not been, I think, you know, the benefit has yet to be revealed. It's just my interpretation.
I agree.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Number 15, comments and concerns from the public on non-agenda items. Yes, sir.
Because the legislature basically gave everybody a mandate. But that's me.
That's probably true.
Thank you.
handout covers the new marina that is proposed to be built in Steenhatchee on the river where the old fish house existed. As the paper says, it will probably be an asset to Steenhatchee and to the county at large. However, it brings up higher congestion on Beach Road from Roy's Restaurant all the way up past the boat ramp. That area is already congested terribly during scallop season and on many of the good fishing weekends. The land development codes, that was formally laid back a few years, and there was a lot of citizen input. I was one of them. Basically, if my memory's right, says that concurrence with new construction, the roadway should be looked at to see about congestion and how to avoid it or how to take care of the expected congestion. Is this being done on this marina location and what they propose to build?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Is it to the state where the public could know what is proposed?
We did initial review. I say we, it was myself and Hank Evans, were two of the members of the technical review committee. And we forwarded those recommendations back to the developer, or the developer's representative. They have provided responses to that, but I have not began to review those because I knew the variance issue was coming up and basically didn't want to invest the effort if it wasn't going to be an obligation. But some of the things that we did address were usage of rights-of-way, pedestrian crossings, traffic circulation, all of those were some of the major things. Impounding water at intersections, that's some of the comments that I gave them the first time.
Okay.
Much like we did when we spoke to the river CNAC issue with respect to pedestrians, those were some of the same recommendations that were forwarded to this developer as possibilities for addressing safe movement of. You basically got people on the north side of the road, but your attraction is on the south side. We need to safely move them across that roadway infrastructure. And that we gave them some of the same suggestions to incorporate into the project.
Okay. In the overall discussion, was it, did a bypass around that complete area come up?
A bypass only to the extent that I've heard with respect to, like, Central Avenue is one of the possibilities, which is an option, but I think you're just displacing some of the issue. The other bypass would be as far up as Sugar Hill Lane. Mm-hmm. But in and of itself, if you think about the endpoints or the attractions, you have the beach area coming down from the west side. You would basically go circumvent the entire Steenhatchee proper to get back on the east side, of which you would just go right back to US 19. So it's like completely separating you from the, and pardon the word, but the municipality area.
Right.
So that seems like a little bit far displaced. There's probably a happy medium in there somewhere. What it is or where it is hasn't been finalized or resolved yet. There's a lot of environmentally sensitive areas around the 4th and 5th area, 4th and 5th streets. So it would be difficult just to utilize some of the existing infrastructure to kind of navigate around there, but obviously we'll continue to look at options.
Okay. I appreciate the time. As that is looked into further, I'd appreciate the public being informed. Because that is a very big concern in Steenhatchee.
Yes, we will make it public.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak?
being part of it. One thing I want to say about the toll road before we get through here. I'm sitting on the fence, just like some of y'all are on the thing, but I had the pleasure of talking to an attorney that was involved with some of the toll roads down south. And he said it was a 10 or 12 year program.
Right.
Just to get the property over in the state DOT's name. He said it was an aggravating thing for an attorney to be involved in. But he said it went back and forth and back and forth in and out of court. It took years to settle it all. But he did say the areas that they planned and put some effort into designing it, it did help the neighborhoods that, you know, the business districts, that if it was done right, he did say that. And you know, you look at a place like Atlanta, when they built the bypass up 3 years ago, you know, people thought that was going to kill downtown Atlanta, but now, when you go through Atlanta, you want to go downtown Atlanta, you don't even want to go on the bypass, because you can go through downtown quicker than you can, you know, on the bypass. So, you know, he brought up several towns in Pensacola and different places where they had little issues, you know. And there's a way to do it right if we could work it out with Taylor County. I don't know what we want to do for Taylor County. I don't have any persuasion on them at all. Maybe it will. Hope it does. You know, so keep doing what you're doing, fam, and maybe we can. We'll be all right with it.
Thank you. Mr. Page? I want to concur with what Jim has said about the toll road. This thing is so far in the future. And we're sitting here in today's time. We're planning for what's going to, our county's going to look like 25 years from now. And that makes it more difficult. That's why I wanted to wait a little while and get a little more information before I make a firm decision. So I'm straddling the fence. I can go either way, but I want you to know, Commissioner Fiegel, that I support you. I want you to stay on the course, keep us informed, and I guess the word is malleable. I can go either way on this. I try to be open and honest, that the majority of the people that have talked to me don't want the thing. Well, I got to think. If it doesn't come through Taylor County and it's coming, there's Lafayette County over here. For 20 years from now, we can build a road through that county. We may have wished we had it in Taylor County. So it's a difficult task.
Yes,
we have
here. It sure is.
So let's just play it by ear, go to all the meetings, learn what we can, and as we get more information, that'll help us refine what our position is. Okay. Now, one other thing. You all have been reading on the news and in the newspaper about this coronavirus over in China. And that thing is spread over here and it's some bad news. Would it be premature to ask our health department person, Mrs. Patrick, to come over and give us a little update, maybe at a workshop?
Sure.
If you can fit it in your schedule.
Sure.
It's scary to me, that thing. That thing spreads and we really get it over here, we don't have anything to stop it. Then we're going to wish we had two hospitals out here instead of one. That's all I have, so appreciate everybody coming out.
I saw a lady come out of Save a Lot today with a mask on her face. I said, kind of make me want to get back in my truck.
There are people that have cancer, those patients that have those autoimmune systems or the immunity, they can't even get colds. And a lot of them wear masks just because my best friend has to wear a mask. But yeah, it freaks people out when they see her with a mask. They're like, okay, what do you have? But she's trying to keep from getting what everybody else, little things that other people can give her.
Mm-hmm. Y'all remember her, somebody from the health department came several years ago and talked to the board about a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Happening and what Florida would face if you had one of those. It's been several years ago. What the name of the administrator of the health department came, but it was really scary. Mm-hmm. What he said.
Very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is. Is that all?
That's all.
Thank you.
Commissioner Dills?
I went to Tallahassee Wednesday, a legislative day, and then I went ahead and took another two courses that I needed to become a certified county commissioner.
Yay!
And completed that, so. And I was concerned about that virus, the virus they have in China. I saw a lot of people up there with masks on their face. You go in restaurants and different places and don't go in a medical facility. Just about everybody got it. But in the meantime, I was talking to somebody and they was telling me they hear that Taylor County Hospital was in bad shape. I said, how are you? What do you mean? They said, financially. I said, well, from what I understand, that's true. But whatever it is, we need to pray that this county, this hospital, do not close. There's a lot of people in this town need this hospital. I do know, I carried somebody out there at the hospital. They was out there 3 hours before they were, and they wasn't seen. They left. But when I got out there, you look at the people out there, the attitude don't look like it's friendly attitude. You go to a doctor's office, and everybody's sort of friendly, you know, and cordial. You go to the hospital, you don't see that. You see a different atmosphere. People will flock and patronize those things where they feel like they're welcome. And they won't be dodging doing those things that, you know, not like paying the bills and all this kind of stuff. He leaves there with an attitude, you know. He met an attitude when he got there. When he leave, he had an attitude. So, somehow or another, now I understand somebody going to be coming to us asking us for some money. But I need to know a little bit more than I know in order to start talking about appropriating money. I know there's some responsibilities we have and we must do something. But I pray that the attitude of the people that's at the hospital change some. And I tell you something else. I believe we got people in this town that can do what they need to do. Okay?
Thank you. That's all?
That's it.
Commissioner Murphy?
I want to thank all the commissioners for touching the subjects that I were going to bring up this evening. So thank you. It saved my voice. Newspaper man, thank you. Everybody here, thank you. Sergeant at Arms, thank you. Okay? Not often does he get mentioned, or whomever sits in that seat, that Sergeant at Arms. So, I want to thank them.
Thank you.
That'd be it.
Mr. Bishop?
I don't have anything.
Not. Okay. Anyone? Okay. I want to thank everybody for coming. Appreciate you being here. And please get the word out to get your voice does count and to get involved with this toll road. So, anybody else have anything to say? Yes, ma'am.
And this number 15, I was going to leave him. Ursula Miller, Cedar Island. Mr. Dempsey, you talked about the hospital and you did as well. I spoke to Ms. Beagle a little earlier. We have an issue down at the beaches, and I'm sure it's countywide, where the hospital is down to two emergency vehicles. There's majority of instances where people call for emergency services, and they are told that it's going to be an hour and 40 minutes to over 2 hours for anybody to even get to where they're at, and if they could possibly have a loved one, put them in the car and take them to the hospital over and over again. An ambulance broke down on Yates Creek. They tied a chain to it, pulled it to the fire department with the patient in it, and had to sit there and wait on another ambulance to come. A wreck in Steenhatchee, the emergency vehicles was running calls back and forth to Gainesville, and it's my understanding that with the second emergency vehicle is a woman driver, and I will not say come to Steenhatchee and bring the emergency vehicle sitting in Perry. It's a 15-month-old toddler 3 nights ago at Keaton Beach. The father called emergency services. They couldn't come. They said the department. They're not equipped with the proper equipment to help this child. The only thing that
that person could do is say, do you have a reliable running car? Can you put the child in the car seat and get her to the hospital because you need her before emergency people can get here to you? It's on and on and on. Something has to happen for all of you collectively to do something with this because someone's going to die. That's my biggest fear.
Well, that's real sad.
Very sad. It's actually like a lot more, but if it's happening down there that much, it's got to be fair.
It sounds like the whole thing is in shambles.
It's upside down, yes.
The hospital and the ambulance service. Now, we've held up our part of the deal with the ambulance service. We are not the ones. This is not drop the ball. We did what we agreed to do. Mm-hmm. But we are looking into this situation. It's really sad that it's got to this point.
Another one said, stop the vehicle. He said, you're tired. The wires are sticking out on your tire. That's all. The driver said, well, we can't get anything done with it. And it was like, well, so-and-so services, the vehicle's in town. Well, the hospital hasn't paid the bills, so we're cut off. We can't get any service done.
Did they ever spend the money that was left over was it 300 something? Did you spend that yet?
We are preparing bid documents for a new chiller. That should be on your next agenda. And I would say that would spend a good bit of those funds that are left over.
Well, I'm not in a position to say the chiller was emergency where you got a child that could die or somebody in a wreck. I mean, you know, that's not my decision to make, but...
I know y'all had brought it up on that meeting I was here where a possibility of subbing it out to a subcontractor.
And that's
still in the works, I think.
And that's why I'm asking, is there any way we can push this up to address this maybe a little sooner before something happens to someone?
We're working through the details.
And
I'm saying,
that's all I understand. I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
The envelope is being pushed as we speak.
Yes, and there's more to that list, but I just gave you some of the topics.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. No one else wants to speak. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move it adjourn.
We've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Good night.
I went back to my school.
Oh, okay.